I wanted to ask about the impact of injuries. They happened, a couple of high-profile injuries over the last couple of days, and the impact that that has on the team, particularly to a guy like Matt, who was such a team leader and had so much expectations. What does that do to a team when you have those things happen, even though they do, that you guys know they're going to happen?
Yeah, that's always difficult on a team when you lose a good player. I think morale is always, is always hard. We know that we've got to respond and someone's got to step up, but it definitely hurts you as a team when you lose somebody like that.
Another thing I was going to ask is just, it's game week, getting ready for Navy. How do you feel like the guys have taken the preparation you got, the coaching staff has asked them to do, and being ready for that Navy attack?
Team's working. The team's working. It's a work in progress, and just day by day, as we look at film and make adjustments and refine everything that we're doing, it's headed in the right direction as far as the way that we feel about it. And you guys all know, and I've been pretty open that I haven't faced a team like this, but there's always a little worry or anxiety just because you haven't faced something like that before. But none of the team is, the defense is pumped up about being able to play football first of all, and then play an opponent like this.
All right, let's go with Jay and then Jay Catch.
Jay's golfing.
Are you there, Jay? Let's unmute you here.
Oh, yeah. Okay, there we go.
Okay.
Hey, Coach, will the defense that, basically the scheme that you put on the field against Army and Navy, will that be a different defense than you basically play the rest of the year based on that, those opponents?
Yeah. Everybody that you see play these academy schools play something different from what they normally play. And so, it's gotta be a little bit different in order to stop the opponent.
And I want to ask you about that interesting defensive depth chart. Who came up with those interesting names that we saw on the defensive depth chart?
Oh,
there was Rover.
I think what depth chart you're talking about?
The one that's in the game notes.
Yeah, I apologize. I haven't seen the game notes yet, but everything we discuss is as a defense, and everything goes to the head coach. So that's probably what you're looking at.
All right, Elisa, I wanted to ask you, in terms of defending the option, kind of a follow-up to the earlier questions, but facing both Navy and Army back-to-back, does that in a way help you guys stay focused on the task at hand, knowing that, hey, your first two opponents, you're going to face a similar type of offense?
Yeah, there's definitely some advantages to playing them back-to-back and staying kind of tuned up in the option defense or whatever you got planned, but there's disadvantages too, is they're going to be able to see what's on film and try to attack us that way, and it's going to end up being a chess match that way, as far as just us trying to keep schemes fresh but keep guys assignment sound. And so definitely advantages and disadvantages to having them back to back.
And I also wanted to ask you, in terms of a guy like Kyrus Tonga, this will be the first time he said he's ever faced an option.
Hey, coach, and ready for questions?
We've been going.
All right, what was that, Jake? Go ahead, Jake, again.
Okay. All right, Lisa, in terms of a guy like Kyrus Tonga, he's going to face an option attack, he said, for the first time in his life. In terms of his ability to, I guess, face cut blocks, double teams that he'll see against that, how are you helping him and the other defensive linemen prepare?
A lot of technical work goes into it. Every scheme has its challenges, and a lot of different individual work that goes into just technical work, but it's all really just technical work. You're always working on cut blocks. They exist in other schemes, but obviously option block schemes are a little bit different, and so you're going to be working on the specifics of that and probably more cuts than you normally would in regular weeks.
All right, let's go with Mitch and then Jared.
Hey, Elisa, I'm curious, Navy's starting quarterback is a senior who's only played in four games in his career. What challenges maybe come with preparing for a QB that's had such a small body of work over an extended period of time?
Obviously, not being able to see film on him, just having limited film to be able to judge him. But I mean, a guy that has been in the system that long and running it, you're especially a guy that's earned the trust of the team and the head coach and the offensive staff to run it, is obviously going to be a good player and knows what he's doing and is going to run the system well. And so, you know, there's going to be challenges that way with not having film. But we're definitely expecting him to be a good player and operate within his system the way that they're coaching him to do. And, you know, they've obviously got some other quarterbacks that have some time as well. But because he's earned the trust of the team and earned that spot, you know, definitely know that he's going to bring a lot to the table.
And you work with the kick return team. I'm curious, you know, what did you like about Caleb Christensen and Jax McChesney to put them in that spot at a kick returner?
You know, both obviously the one of the things that you want is to make sure those guys can catch, and you know, obviously they check that box. But both low center gravity, good hips guys, and guys that are do a really good job. Has done a good job in the past in high school as well as just as they've shown in camp. And so, trust to get those guys going, as well as a couple of others that may end up getting a look as well in the middle of the game.
Jared.
Okay, I wanted to follow up something that Jay asked you about, just as far as, you know, Kalani said that, you know, having so many different names for different positions on the depth chart was, you know, kind of reflective of the different hybrid roles. And the BYU defense has used players like the Fred Warners and the Zane Andersons and Chaz and different guys in hybrid roles for a long time. How do you see that evolution having, you know, kind of changed, you know, or even grown over the last, over the last couple of years as, you know, the linebacker safety, you know, those roles are kind of evolved?
Yeah. I think Galani's probably explained a lot of it to you guys, but, you know, they're different offensive schemes require just, different types of people to stop them, as well as being able to find a way to get all the best players on the field. And that's a kind of a good challenge to have when you're talking about having a lot of these different hybrid guys being on the field. And so that's been a challenge to try to get them on the field, but also just a blessing to have them that many good players.